now, here's another classic air check.
The greatest air check.
You can still smell the factory scent.
Rock 106.9, Hartford's classic rock.
Fueled by pure, unadulterated rock and roll. 106.9, Hartford's classic rock.
Cleveland newspaper has hired a LeBron James beat reporter. Their only job is to follow all things LeBron James lifestyle and sports and all that stuff. Brian Windhorst apparently will be the guy that will be following him.
Wait, Brian Windhorst? Did they hire a Native American tracker? Oh my God, this is serious.
Oh, the yard like fingering through his mouth should be like, he watched in this area 93 minutes ago.
We're on vacation all this week.
Raven in the Morning returns August the 4th.
Here's what's going on for Friday, August 1st, 2014. At the Funny Bone Comedy Club in Manchester, it's John Henton at 7:30 and 10 p.m. Dinner is available. 21 and over, visit funnybone.com. At McKinnon's Irish Pub in Hartford, $3 Heineken and Amstel Light with music by Rob Blaney. At the Shamrock Pub and Grill in Waterbury, it's the party cover band Spunk. And at Sunset Ribs in Waterford, it's Brandon and Company live at 6 p.m., followed by Dr. Evil Genius. I'm Steve Forney, and that's what's going on. For more information, visit WCCC.com.
Hartford's Classic Rock, 106.9. It's Caroli. We are getting closer and closer to the kickoff of our Celebrate CCC Day. And coming up in about 8 minutes or so, on the phone will be Howard Stern on Hartford's Classic Rock, 106.9.
Rock 106.9. Hartford's Classic Rock. FM Hartford. Classic Rock 106.9.
The Rock 106.9 WCCC. It's Caroli celebrating the radio station for the day, for the final day, as a matter of fact, because 5 o'clock this afternoon, changes are coming. But we want to look back and reminisce about the past and the glorious, in my opinion, glorious history of this great radio station. And none greater than the man that I have on the phone right now, Howard Stern. How are
you? You're too kind, but Mike, I will accept that. Or are you going by Caroli?
Either one. I got a first name and a last name.
All right. Well, listen, Mike, I truly was shocked, believe it or not, to read about WCCC changing format. And I guess it's going to be a religious station. I don't know if you're allowed to say that or something.
That's the rumor.
That's the rumor, yeah. So, you know, look, you know, I mean, radio always is in change, and, you know, it's really up to fans to support a radio station, and, you know, you could be sad because that station, WCCC, at least in my estimation, was the rock station in Hartford. We always had a rivalry with the other station, but, you know, WHCN was a big rivalry, but, you know, to me, in my career, when I got a job doing mornings on WCCC, it was such a big moment for me. And I remember walking into WCCC and thinking, oh, my God, I've hit the big time. Believe it or not, you know, I was working in a small station in Westchester, and for me, this was like a big deal. It was a 50,000-watt radio station where I could really be heard. The radio station I worked on previously, they didn't even get ratings or anything. That's how small it was. So this was a very, very big deal for me. to work at WCCC, and I remember walking in and being so intimidated and nervous. This was my, you know, I actually had an audition with the program director, Bill Nozzle.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you a lot of people will remember Bill. Bill was a great guy, and he gave me my break at CCC. And don't forget, this station was the station everybody listened to, especially even people from New York and from Boston, because when you went back and forth, when you drove, you listened to WCCC. And I remember thinking, God, these are the worst call letters ever. Like, CCC is really, well, quite frankly, it's effeminate. You know what I mean?
Well,
you're like,
yeah.
Oh, CCC, you know, and it was like, whoa, I don't know how I'm going to actually approach this. But I remember going in nervous, and I auditioned for Bill, and Bill thought I was so horrible on the air that he said, you can't have this job. And that I was so determined to get the job, I called him. I said, can I have one more audition? And he put me in a little production studio there, and my hands were shaking. I was so nervous, and I just said, oh, I want this job so badly. And lo and behold, Bill saw something in me. I don't know what. But I got the job, and I had to go meet with the owner. And the owner at the time was a guy named Cy Dresner. And we, you know, we banged out a big, big negotiation. I was making all of $250 a week. And I was beside myself. I couldn't believe I was making that kind of money. It was insane. I thought I was a millionaire, you know. It was, well, I'm going to do morning radio, the thing I love to do, and get $250 a week. So, and I suspect probably the morning guy now isn't making much more money than that.
It's about the same.
It's about the same, right? But, like, Hartford was such a pivotal moment in my career, and the fans were so great. And that's the sad part. There's such a rich history. There were so many great guys who worked there. Like, you know, I met the guy who still works with me, Fred Norris. I met him at WCCC. He was doing overnights.
Yep, that's right.
And what a rich history. You'd go in and you meet these great guys who are all trying to find themselves in radio, guys like Peter Cole and Brian Battles. But they were just, like, it was a place where young broadcasters could learn and you could make your way and you could make a living. Granted, not a great one, but nevertheless, you could make a living and you could, you know, maybe be discovered or maybe even settle in Hartford and raise your family there. I mean, it's such a magical place. And people used to say to me, who are from New York, how could you live in Hartford? I said, I hated leaving Hartford. I really loved it. I love the small town community where everyone knew each other. It was really remarkable. And so, you know, this rich history, and it's a rock station. I never, ever would have considered that WCCC would be anything but a rock station. Southern New England's best rock. That was the slogan we used to use. What do you guys use now?
We are now Hartford's Classic Rock.
Hartford's Classic Rock, okay. And don't forget, when I started syndicating my radio show, for a long while I was syndicated into Hartford.
Oh, yeah, I was here all that time. I remember Cy and Ron Dresner both putting the deal together, yeah.
And it was great. I mean, and again, we had a great success there. So, you know, it just feels weird that, you know, because I do meet guys who are going into broadcasting, and you know, and you wonder, like, where are people going to get that training? Where are people going to learn? Where are people going to get to work their stuff out? And where are people going to develop? And I don't know anymore. There's so many big corporations taking over radio, and I mean, I guess that's the way of the world, and you can't cry about it. You just got to figure out a way to fit in, but it is very sad. I just have such a warm spot in my heart for Hartford. In fact, I'm mad at you guys. How did you let this happen? I leave you alone for a few years.
Yeah.
Look what you've done.
I blame you for leaving.
Yeah, blame me. I blame you. You blame me. But what a great radio station. I mean, I've got a million stories about those studios and the people who work there. It's really very, very sad. And I bet you there's a lot of fans who are devoted to WCCC who probably listened to it their whole lives who are really in shock and sad over this. I think sometimes corporations and deals are made with corporations and they forget that the people who listen are really attached to the history of their radio. And I don't know. Are you sad?
I am sad. You know, I've been here 28 years, so.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a long run, you know, and I've been doing middays that entire time. So,
wow.
Yeah,
well,
I mean.
What are your plans?
What's that?
What are your plans, Caroli?
Summer, vacation, beach.
Right.
No, I'm not a guy that's actually going to take a lot of time off. I don't know what the future will bring, but come Monday, I'm back at it trying to find the next thing. And I'm pretty confident for some reason that next chapter is going to be bigger than the last. And the last one was pretty big.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, as a someone who's been in radio a long time, I can tell you that anybody who is looking for good people, the WCCC always hired great people, and I'll bet that you would be a great addition anywhere to any radio station because you've had that experience in Hartford. And Hartford's a tough radio market. It really is. People think it's easy. You're going to breeze in and you're just going to be number one because, you know, hey, Hartford must be an easy town. It's not. They don't take to strangers a write-off, and that's why I'm grateful to Hartford. They took to me, you know. I didn't know the community, and I had just moved there from New York, and I felt, you know, so lost. And the people of Hartford were so gracious to me when I lived there, not only in terms of radio, but also I made a lot of personal friends. So it's a great town, and it's a great radio station with a great tradition. And I guess we'll start learning all about Jesus. When's this all happening?
5 o'clock this afternoon.
Wow. Well, to all my friends in Hartford, I want to say a hearty hello, tell you that I love you all, and that I love WCCC, and I'm sorry to see it stop being a rock station. It was one of the legendary great rock stations like WBCN in Boston and WNEW in New York. I mean, there's certain radio stations that had a history, and WCCC was one of those legends. And I bet you Bill Nozzle is somewhere crying.
Yeah, I bet you're right. I bet you he's still local, so I'm sure he's listening.
He's not going to be happy about this.
Well, you know, you put us on the map, in my opinion anyway, not only, you know, from the time you were here originally, but then again, when all the talk that you gave us when we were syndicated with you, and then, of course, the time in the movie that was focused on CCC in Hartford. I mean, in so many ways, Howard Stern put this station on the map, set us on the right course, and I don't know that we could have become the great radio station that we are today if it wasn't for the way you started us off.
Oh, that's really nice of you to say. In fact, I'll tell you, when I made the movie Private Parts, I actually shot a whole bunch of scenes in Hartford, you know, reflecting my years there. And, of course, some of it was in the movie, but I'd say that 50% of what I shot in the Hartford years wasn't even in there, and I always wanted to release that on some sort of DVD because there were some really, really funny scenes of me staying in a hotel at the Berlin Turnpike.
Yeah.
You know, and it was crazy, and we shot them, and I loved the scenes, but the movie just got too long, and you had to take some stuff out, but it was pretty cool. And I don't, you know, I was really kind of pleased that I got to publicize WCCC in a national way, because, you know, I'll really tell you something, and maybe I'm just getting old and I'm getting nostalgic, but man, oh man, it was such a great place and a great place for broadcasters. Wow, it feels really strange.
It really does.
I really am affected by this.
It's the end of an era, you know. It really is, and it's yeah. I'm grateful that we have an opportunity to say goodbye, because as you know, you don't really get that opportunity in broadcasting too often. So I'm grateful for that, but it's very sad.
So management said okay to us having a conversation on the air, huh?
Believe it or not, yeah. I mean,
well, that's cool of them.
It is. You know, I'm bringing back some people from the past. Hopefully we'll have Litch on the air. Do you remember Litch?
I remember him, sure.
Yeah, he's still in Connecticut radio, so we're going to have him on, and all kinds of people. Some of the bands. We're going to have some of the bands that we broke over the years, like Stained and Shinedown. Those guys are going to be on with us. And
yeah, I remember when I was there, we would play a lot of Bob Seger, a lot of commercials for the Shabu. They still got the Shabu?
The Shabu closed, as far as I know. I think it's gone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You see, everything's changing, man. I can't handle it. But, yeah, they had the Shabu and Jonathan Edwards. You know, I always talked about the music in Hartford. It was really weird. It was some sort of strange thing because there was a lot of acceptance of Southern rock, which you don't hear in any, like you don't hear in New York or you don't hear in Boston. And so there was a lot of Outlaws, Marshall Tucker Band.
Yep. Skinner.
It was crazy. It was like a whole different musical scene going on in Hartford. It was its own community, its own world. And you know, that's what's so great about local radio. For some reason, and when I worked there, Bill was the program director. He really tapped into all of that. And it was like a whole different broadcast experience for me, and that's what I loved about it. You really learned a different sort of rock culture there. So, yeah, it's crazy, but I'm really glad I had an opportunity to speak with you. I don't do a lot of this. I got the email that you wanted me to call in, and I said I was sitting with my wife, and I said, it was a late night last night because we did America's Got Talent, and I was like, whoa, I said, I really do have to call in. I feel a sense of responsibility to call in and say goodbye to this great radio station. And radio stations do mean something. They're not just pieces of equipment, you know?
No, they're a companion. They're a lifestyle. They're, you know, you get, you engage with the guys on the air and you get, you know, invested in their lives. And we've always been able to do that over the years. We've always been a little different than the station down the dial, and I think that's part of what drew people to
the station. Was HCN still a rock station?
They were called the River.
And what do they play?
Soft rock.
Wow, that's Elton unbelievable John. Too.
Yeah, Elton John, Melissa Etheridge, kind of wow. Stuff. Journey.
We had when I was on, you know, when I actually lived in Hartford, the rivalry between HCN and CCC. Was something fierce.
Yes.
And I'm convinced the reason I got hired out of Hartford is because HCN said, hey, let's hire this guy out of the market. So they had their consultant hire me in Detroit, which was a very smart move.
Sure.
You know, they said, hey, let's get rid of this guy and get him a better job. And I remember walking into the boss's office, Cy Dresner, and I said, Cy, I need $25 more a week. You know, I'd been there a year or so. I said, I really need $25 more because I couldn't meet the rent. And he said, well, I got to think about it. So I took the job in Detroit. That's sort of the sadness, too. You know, it's the economy, too, that controls radio stations. And, you know, listen, every business has to deal with that. And that's sort of what's sad, too, with these radio stations, that I'm imagining that this is just a matter of economics, you know?
That's a big part of it. A lot of people are, you know, they're going to speculate because we were an active rock station and we changed to classic rock. And a lot of the listeners were upset because they didn't hear new rock bands anymore.
Right.
And, you know, and a lot of people are going to think, well, they went classic rock. That didn't work. So they're selling. And it's really more of a financial situation than a format situation.
Yeah, I know. It's hard in radio when you have. When I was at CCC, we could really break new bands. And that was very exciting. And very cool to do as a radio guy to be able to introduce new music. But, you know, as much as people say they want new music, a lot of times they hit the button when new music comes on and they don't want to sit through a song they don't know. And so it's very confusing for radio stations and how they can promote, you know, new music and still maintain ratings and revenue. So it is a business and it's just sad and I'm sorry to hear about this. And I'm sorry for you guys, because, I mean, like, look, this is your home for the last, how many years? 27 years, you said?
I've been here 28 years, yeah.
28 years, wow. So, you know, you're losing your home, too, and I'm sorry, and sorry to hear that.
It's okay. You know what? The lessons I've learned here and the experiences, you know, are going to catapult me into the future, and all of us, the entire staff. We got great people here, and...
It's true. I mean, one thing I remember about CCC, you didn't just have one job at CCC. You had to do 50 different jobs.
Yeah, Cy was big on, you know, getting you to do several things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh no. I do a radio show. I do the news. Then I go cut commercials all day. I mean, I got an education, you know.
Yeah.
It was a WCCC sweatshop.
Right. Cy is still around, too. I'm going to try to get a hold of him and see if we can get him on the air.
Oh, that's the guy. I mean, Cy is the guy who really made rock and roll radio in Hartford. The great story. You got to get Bill Nozzle on the phone and have him tell you about Cy. And when Cy once had to go on the air, I don't know whether the morning man didn't show up. There was something like that. And Cy was an older guy. And he got on the air, and he introduced Mr. Led Zeppelin and Mr. Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah, fantastic.
And I think Bill still has those tapes because he loves it. It was great. We all had great fun with Cy because, you know, hey, he would go on the air, and he would just sound totally out of place. And it was great. He was a great guy, and I'm very grateful to the experience I had in Hartford and the people of Hartford. So great to speak to you, and I don't know what to say. It feels weird.
It feels very weird.
It really does.
But I'm honored that you called. I'm so thrilled that you did. And I think it was very important, and it was very cool of you to call us and, you know, send us off in style.
All right, Mike. Good to speak. to you, and I hope you find your next job really quickly.
I will.
All right.
Thank you, Howard.
This portion of our CCC celebration is brought to you by the new 102.9 DRC. Classic hits of the 70s, 80s, and more. Play us out, Johnny.
All right, it's Caroli celebrating CCC from now until 5 o'clock. And man, no better way to start the celebration than with Howard Stern. Man, how cool was that? It was like, for me, that is one of those full circle moments. A guy that, you know, you just looked up to as a broadcaster, in my opinion, the greatest broadcaster of all time, accomplished things in the radio business that nobody else has ever done. And then I get an opportunity to talk to him. Unfortunately, on my last day, but I got it in right at the last minute. Howard Stern started it off, but we've got so many more people to talk to. Sebastian coming up, Jim Coplick coming up. We've got the guys in Shinedown calling it, all kinds of stuff. But, you know, this radio station isn't just about the people that grace the airwaves. It's about the music as well. I'm going to say this. The Rock, 106.9 WCCC. Rock 106.9 WCCC. Ozzy Osbourne, Crazy Train. What was the band we had on before that? Raven, what was that?
Metallica, bro.
It sounded so familiar.
Right. There was a time when you could remember that we played that and did that all the time. I tip the cap at you, bro, as we think back of some memories here in the studio and talk about it. And the music really drives it home.
Well, drives it right home. I got to say this. I'm mad at you, Jay Raven.
You know what? I failed you.
I'm mad at you because you took this last week off.
Yeah.
Which you've earned it and you deserved it.
Right.
I had to get up at, 4:30 in the morning to get in here to fill in for you.
And all for naught.
And then there was nobody left, so I'm doing middays, too.
Right.
My last week, I'm doing double duty. Imagine that.
Well, you know, here's the thing, and this is in all seriousness, and I said it to you earlier, is that I hit the first button in this building.
You did.
I think I'm going to be here to see the last button hit.
May 98.
No matter who does it, whether it's you or whatever, Mike, I think I got to stay to the end. It's just one of those things that, you know,
Where else you going, man? Where else you going?
Well, it's true.
It's our last
moment. I do have steaks and lobster waiting at the beach, but they can wait there, and I've got plenty of time to be on the beach after this. And so, you know, yeah, where else are you going to be?
Absolutely. Also in the studio, we have, it's going to be quite a day, man. We've got all kinds of people coming and going, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be very emotional, but we have Lou Rizzo
Mike's
here.
Ready to lose it at any second. I want to put that out there, is that Mike was holding it together real good, and there's been a lot of news TV and local TV here in the studio coming up, and so one of the more seasoned reporters,
the Green,
first question out of the gate was just like, is it really all right? He knew exactly where to hit you. Oh. He knew your soft spots in your armor.
He punched me right in the gut.
And I think the Stern thing, too, man. And I mean, because, you know, you were a guy that was really, you know, brought in and it was happening all at that time. And, you know, it was a very exciting time for you. You were deeply inspired by Howard Stern. I happened to get into radio, just fell into radio. So it wasn't like Stern was my inspiration at first. It was like he was the guy that I wanted to be once I got in.
Yeah.
But, you know, you were aware of him before and knew the history and the student. And, you know, it's a great conversation. And we were talking about here in the studio is that it's amazing how Stern, after all these years, I mean, you're talking about $2.5 billion contracts he's done. I mean, that makes him worth a B, at least himself.
At least.
And so it's amazing to me how in touch he still is, how plugged in he still understands the local level of radio and what's going on with it. And that's why he gets those $500 million deals, is because he can go in and negotiate like no other, because he understands it like he's still making $250 a week.
Mm-hmm.
Like he really does. And
well, it shows that he's very passionate about it, and it's genuine, and it's not just something he got into to make money, because nobody gets into this business to make money.
That's true. That's true. You know, there is money in the business, but it's far and fleeting between, and nobody stayed here.
All of it.
Right. Nobody stayed here for the money, that's for sure. You know, I mean, But, you know, and I just like to say, too, and I didn't mean to turn this into my moment right here, but.
Well, I had a feeling it might go that way. That's it. Rim
all
shot.
Of 40
shows
years
over.
Of
right.
history of this station. Right. Just wait a minute. Jim ain't even done.
Well, I just like to say is that, you know, working other places and working here and being through sales of radio stations before and that type of stuff, this one is extremely different because I always thought that there was a day that could come that I would be fired from CCC. I did. I fully
well,
believed that.
A few times.
Still
sure.
could happen today. But, you know, I always thought that, but I never thought that the call letters would go anywhere. Right. I never thought that they would go anywhere except Mason, maybe nationwide branding as far as, you know, because of the things that we did here and the amazing things. And you know, it's just a thank you. It's been a blessing working for these fans and working with this team of people. It's just been incredible. And that's why we really do it is we didn't do it for the money. Mm-mm. We didn't do it, you know, to be the popular kid at, you know, wherever you went to or whatever. I was popular in high school. This was different. Like,
oh,
this
you
is.
Were, oh,
la di da.
Well,
I was popular
well,
in high
I was
school.
Bullied in middle school. You're just trying to hide your emotions right now by getting me off track, Caroli. The fact is you're ready
second.
To cry at any second.
It's true.
So the truth is the reason that I kept showing up, the reason that I came back, the reason that, you know, it's been a passion for me is because of the people that I lined up with to do it with. You know, all those days at Ozfest, all those mud volleyball times, all those times at the crappy gig at a car wash or a freaking car dealership. Right. We had some fun, but
the
you know, the thing
car
is,
wash?
Is
that was not so bad.
We lined up together to do it together. And people will chase that feeling their whole life. When you're part of something, when you look at people that have volunteered at something for 10 years or whatever, you go, why? What? You know, it's nice of them to do that, but why do they do these things or whatever? The truth is because of that feeling, that euphoria that you get when everybody's moving in one direction as one. And it's a very rare thing. I mean, you can have it for a game, you can have it for a day or something like that, but we had it for years. For years, where you come in and you throw up an idea and creativity takes hold and everybody's talking about things and coming up with these great things. And then you go and you put the plan into action and you kick the world's ass. And that's an incredible, incredible feeling. And that's always what I've chased always in radio. I've chased it other places, but I always found it here. And that's something special. And I just, you know. That's the reason that I've always done it. That's the reason a lot of people here do it, whether they realize it or not. That's the reason a lot of us have sacrificed a lot of things to it. And I would just say is that our audience is fantastic. They are the most passionate fans anywhere I've ever been. Stay smart. Stay questioning things. You know, continue to read the paper. Don't forget the election's coming up in November. You know what I mean? Like, you know, just stay smarter than the guy next to you expects you to be. Because in the rock audience, a lot of people want to tell us what we are and who you are and that type of stuff. And none of that matters. You know, be yourself. Be yourself.
37 minutes ago, I mentioned that there were other people here in the room.
Right.
Right. Why don't you just save it to the next break,
dude? Now I'll have one of those beers.
Save it to the next break.
And then you can get to all those other things, which I'm sure they'll be fantastic and vivid. But what I did was I took all their...
And he's still going.
He's still going.
I took all their punchlines as I walked in the hall, and then I just said, I'm just going to go in there and say it all like it's myself.
All right, so we have Lou Rizzo from Atlantic Records in here. We also have Studio Guy in here. And Slater makes his return to the asylum.
Keys in hand.
Keys in hand. Yeah, that's right. You're the keeper of the keys. They didn't ask you to hand those back in when we...
They're going to.
No?
Maybe what difference does it make? They're going to change the locks.
Right. Now, Lou Rizzo, we have done so much with you and Atlantic Records over the years, you know, whether it be Stained or Shinedown or... Oh, so
Kid
many
Rock,
other
Kid Taproot. Rock.
Yeah, now look at the shirt that I'm wearing today.
Right, right.
This is the WCCC Nutcracker shirt, which, by the way, Slater, doesn't look... This shirt looks brand new, does it?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Vintage.
I've had it behind glass like the Mona Lisa, and I decided to break it out for today. But, yeah, this is the Nutcracker from... What year was that, Rich?
That would have been 01, 02, maybe?
98.
It's got to be 98,
yeah.
Oh, it says on the shirt? Yeah. 1998, December, Webster Theater, and... You know, no. Kid Rock is in the middle of that bill. That's right. How, like, that's crazy.
He showed up after getting hookers the night before with Fred Durst in New York after doing the Stern Show. You remember that?
I do remember that.
And Joe C wanted to fight our intern because he thought he was a kid wandering on the street.
Yeah, why is that kid drinking a beer?
Do you know how different life is like you said, Kid Rock in the middle of that bill.
Yeah. Remember they pulled up in that Winnebago?
Yeah.
With the U-Haul on the back, and they kept getting out like a clown car.
Like
the
circus. That's the way those first years were with that band.
Yeah.
That they rented that Winnebago from an old woman who lived around the corner from him in Detroit. And it was like the island of misfit toys piling into that Winnebago.
Totally.
And they would just never go home. They would just stay in that thing and travel. We must
his
have done
dad's
this
a
market.
Car dealer. Couldn't he get a nice car from his dad?
Yeah. That's the fierce independent American spirit that is Kid Rock.
It seems to have worked out for Kid. You know?
I think he's doing
it's
just
all
fine.
Right. It's all good. Yeah. But you know, Lou, you and I and the radio station have done some amazing things over the years with different bands.
Countless.
You've always been great to us. And Leah Pizzicani at Atlantic Records as well. Man, what a partnership we have had over the years.
Well, selfishly, Mike, I mean, you guys have been great to us. I have worked with countless radio stations over the years, countless bands. I mean, we could probably make a list longer. We'll certainly make a list longer of the bands that we work that stiffed out.
Yeah, right.
You know, I still have people calling me, telling me, oh, remember that band you used to work? But
no.
we brought home some big ones, man, and it was this station. It was not only the station, it was the audience of this station. My favorite CCC experience, and this pretty much sums it up, is I remember one summer in early part of the 2000s walking into the Meadows Music Theater, and which is now, what are we calling it these days?
Xfinity Theater.
Yeah. So, you know, all the stations show up and they have their tent and they have their, you know, their little broadcast hijinks going on. And there's the first station you walk in. They got some interns on a stage, jock on a stage throwing out t-shirts.
Yeah. Yay.
You walk a little bit further and there's another radio station with a boombox and, you know, a couple interns standing there. And then you pass another one. And then down there in the back, way down by the, where they throw the garbage out. By the backstage gate, you know, you would hear this commotion, this ruckus going on. And you'd look down, and there would be the CCC broadcast tent, which was two or three tents, which were outfitted with couches, and it was a full-on like lounge in there.
Yeah.
And there were at least 100, 150 people out in front with two Hummers and strippers or, you know, whatever, scantily clad women.
Alleged.
On top of the Hummers, you know, going, and people just screaming and yelling and giving back. And it was one of those stations where if you put a record on the air, you knew you could get a reaction. And if it didn't react here, you knew you didn't have anything. You know, it was one of the few stations that you could go to and know you had a chance in breaking a record. You had a market where you could break a record. Mm-hmm. And that is so, so hard to do today in with the selection of media that we have out there. We could always count on the station to bring home bands for us. And again and again and again, we did it. And you being at the helm on a lot of those decisions as to who got on the air, who got that coveted spot. I mean, people don't realize, guys, this program director sitting in front of you has a decision to make between 100 brand new singles every single week. And that's a conservative estimate.
And I never got it wrong.
Right? But one or two, you know, get those one or two slots. And boy, we did some great stuff. And I myself personally, knowing you from back in my radio days.
That's right.
To, you know, the record time and, you know, 25 years we've had a relationship, and man, I just...
A lot of hugs. Luke's a hugger.
I got a lot of love.
He is a hugger.
My last name ends in a vowel. I got a lot of love to give, man. A lot of love. But it's been an experience and I'm starting to lose it now. You guys are just
thank
been
you
the
for
greatest.
Everything.
You guys want me to talk?
Yeah,
because I can talk.
Well, that's the thing about Raven. Because like I would bring an artist in. It's like who's going to interview the artist today? It's Raven. Aw. The only guy I knew that could ask a question four different ways, and then answer it for the artist.
Yeah, four different ways.
And the artist will go, yeah,
and then he
goes into another question.
I just made him sound good, Lou.
Right,
I was
always.
Just trying to help you.
Always.
And Lou Rizzo, when you were in radio, worked with this guy.
Hired studio guy away from you to do afternoons for me at WRKI 95,
and we were thrilled.
I programmed.
We've been friends ever since.
My program I-95 back in 97.
I told this story on the air before. This was one of my favorite radio moments. Lou's down the hall at I-95. I'm doing afternoon drive. You know, a whole lot of love by Zeppelin. You know, Robert Plant goes. So I just crack the mic and I go, "Achoo." The freaking door flies open. What are you doing? It was out of control.
I don't remember that.
But what's funny, I'll tell you a story about when I went down to work at I-95 with you.
Yeah.
Boy, did we have some fun.
We did.
I actually introduced Lou to his wife.
That's right.
I was at a remote in a bar, and I went up to this girl. I had no idea who she was. I'm sure you're shocked about that. I said,
yeah.
I want you to go out with this guy right here. And he married her.
Yeah. Isn't
that crazy?
Wow. Yeah. Look at that.
We did.
Yep. Matchmaking.
Wow.
Studio guys,
so,
next profession.
So I went down to I-95, and there were some great people down there. I had a really good time, and I loved that place. And then Bocozy calls me. And like, you know, we'd like you to come up here, and we want you to be the production director. And all
you were just weird enough for us. Come
well,
on
I didn't know that at the time.
I remember that was a qualification.
It really was.
I remember that.
So I came up here, and I decided, all right, I'm going to take the job. And I was here for about maybe a few days. And I finally went to Bocozy and said, well, listen, I-95's calling. They really want me to go back. And he's like, don't do that. And I just didn't feel like that this, I just said, I don't know if this thing is going to work. And boy, was I wrong.
Yeah.
You know, 16 years later, here I am.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, we've had some great times for sure. And man, Slater, you were part of WCCC when we were at 243 South Whitney Street.
Gangsta.
The old CCC.
That's right.
I mean, we're talking back in the day, and you know, all day long today we're rehashing memories, and of course, Lou, I mean, we partied many times at Ozfest, in all the festivals, and like Raven said, the mud volleyball.
Hold on, just one second. I gotta say,
yes,
how good it is to hear your voice on the radio.
Well, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It really is, man.
Yeah. Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that. It's been due, but
now you're gonna make him cry.
I'm gonna cry too. We're all gonna cry.
To wrap it up in a nicely hemp wrapped package. you know, looking back at everything we've done, you know, all things, be it great movie series, be it parties, be it styles of music, everything comes to an end, and you can't sit there and, you know, I'm not gonna cry because it's over. I'm gonna smile because I remember what we did.
Right.
I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. I mean. You know, we're the first station that, you know, welcome to the party. Here's a beer. Come on in. Water's fine.
Sure.
This is how we do it. You want to come along? Great. If you don't, the hell with you. Mm-hmm. We don't care. Mm-hmm. And that guy next to you will party with us. And, you know, growing up, listening, even Mike Caroli to you, you know, John Osterlin back in the day.
Yeah, Ozone.
I remember sitting there doing my homework.
That was the guy that got me in.
Yeah. Sitting there listening and doing my homework back in the day as a little Slater running around in Glastonbury going, man, I would love to do that. And I ended up doing it. And I've had kids tell me, I remember listening to you doing my homework, going, I would love to do that. So it's full circle. And, what more can we say? What more can we do? We've done it all. We've reached the pinnacle. That's it. I mean, all of us, from reaching all of our dreams to meeting all the rock and roll bands and the WrestleManias and the mud volleyballs, keep rehashing that. But, I mean, I wore a tuxedo while we played mud volleyball.
I was going to say, half the time, when we would show up at Ozfest or the Big Gig or any of these shows, you never knew what Slater was going to be wearing.
Right.
It was sometimes he had a crazy wig on, or you had a tuxedo, or who knows what.
I was like Elton John at a show. You know,
that picture you got on Facebook right now with the brown
that's
lapel
right,
tuxedo.
That's right.
He just never knew. He was like the Lady Gaga of the radio station, always in costume. Well, maybe not.
Right. But what else can I say? But, you know, we did it. And we did it damn well and better than anyone else.
Yeah, that's right, for sure.
End of story, bro.
Absolutely,
Mike,
man.
With all due respect, man, I mean, everyone here in this, not only in this room, but the building, the state, the region, I mean, we're bowing down, man. We're not worthy enough not only to have worked for you, but to have known you as a gentleman, a human being. And I can say I love you as a friend, but, you know, this would not be this if it wasn't for you.
Well, thanks, man.
I'd like to use analogy of you were kind of like Radar from MASH. You watch MASH? Radar?
Right.
You ran the whole place.
Right.
Everyone knew he ran the place.
Yeah.
He didn't have the title, but he had all the respect. Because when he left, the place went to shh. And, you know, you are my Radar.
Thanks,
I mean,
man.
Let's be honest. So
thank you very much.
It's been a great ride, and that's it.
Love you, Slater.
Love you too, bro.
All right, we got so much more coming up as we celebrate WCCC.
Suicide is painless.
I hated that show. I just got to tell you, I hated that show. I have no idea the reference.
So much more coming up as we continue to celebrate WCCC from now to 5 on Rock 106.9.
This portion of our CCC celebration is brought to you by the new 102.9 DRC. Classic hits of the 70s, 80s, and more. Play us out, Johnny.
Rock 106.9. It is Caroli on CCC Celebration Day.
And it is my distinct pleasure to have this man on the air with me right now. He is the vice president and general manager of WCCC, Boyd Arnold. How are you, Boyd?
Pretty good, all things being equal. And that's a past tense, if you will.
No, it's not a past tense, because to me and everyone that's ever worked for you at this radio station for, what, 1998?
Yeah.
From
May of 98.
To today, to well into the future, anyone that's worked here will always consider you the vice president, general manager.
Well, that's very kind of you. The only thing that's better than this great radio station is the staff.
We had a bunch of good dudes and chicks.
Great, great people. And I've been doing this for now 45 years.
Wow.
So I can speak with a little bit of authority.
You've been in the rock game for a long time.
Long, long time.
Because for those who don't know, Mr. Arnold was the same title, Vice President, General Manager at WHCN through the 80s and into the 90s, correct?
Correct.
And then here from 98 until forever. And all of that in the rock game. This building holds a lot of memories for you because, as I said, not just CCC, but WHCN as well.
I know every dent in the furniture.
And there's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them.
But I remember when we were at WCCC at 243 South Whitney Street, and you were over here at the asylum, as we like to call it. I always admired the way you guys did things. And you really ran a slick machine. And I always looked over at this building, and I listened to the broadcast, and I'm like, wow, that is a group of people that I would love to work with. And I got that chance in 1998 when you were kind enough to hire me, and I've been scared to death of you ever since. But we've had a really good relationship.
Yes, we have.
There may have been a couple of times where you pounded the desk in anger with me, but it didn't last long.
Well, as long as I didn't throw anything.
No, you didn't throw anything at me. But, we always talk about, we call them Boydisms. And there are certain things that Boyd says that I don't hear anybody else say. And I don't even know if you can say off the top of your head, but there are, can you give us some examples of some of the things? Like, what's the attaboy one you always said?
It's not necessarily a favorite, but the people seem to enjoy it, is that don't piss on my head and tell me it's raining.
That's right. If you thought somebody was being a little off with the truth, that one would come out. But what was that one you would say?
One ah shit wipes out 1,000 attaboys.
That's the one.
That's it.
Absolutely.
How could I forget that?
I will say this on behalf of the entire staff here at WCCC that has worked with you for the last 16 years, you were a presence here at this radio station. You commanded respect, and you got it because we love you. We've respected you all this time. You were a guy that we always wanted to perform well for because it meant so much to you, which meant so much to us. You cared about this place, and you protected us from any kind of, like, you know, we're a goofy bunch of guys on the radio playing rock music and doing some silly stuff. And we've been talking about it throughout the day. And you put up with a whole lot of that stuff and protected us from any kind of fallout.
You deserved it. A bunch of really hardworking, great broadcasters, perhaps the best in the state.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it was a privilege to be associated with you guys.
I'd walk by your office and I'd just kind of glance in. You always seemed happiest when you had that huge knife in your hand, perhaps peeling an apple. It was a knife that maybe was oversized for apple peeling, but there you were cutting it up. And I'd look like, oh man, today is not the day to get on his bad side.
That was an old Marine K-bar,
mm-hmm.
and is very effective with anything you want to do with it.
Apples or like oranges. Killing a grizzly bear or whatever it may be, right? Well, listen, on behalf of the radio station and all the employees, the current employees, the past employees, everyone, thank you for giving us the respect that this radio station had, because it started with you and it trickled down to the rest of us. And we acted a certain way based on your leadership. I'll never forget it. I thank you for all the things you've done for me personally, as well as what you've done for the radio station. And it's, I'm going to miss our talks and your Boydisms and all of that, but I will always, always have tremendous respect for you and thank you for all you did for us in the radio station.
It was an honor. It was a privilege. Actually, thank you for all that you contributed to just a wonderful radio station. Thanks, Mike.
Boyd Arnold, Vice President, General Manager, forever, WCCC. Coming up next, we're going to have Brent from Shinedown on Rock 106.9.
WCCC-FM Hartford. Classic Rock 106.9.
Rock 106.9 WCCC. It's Caroli and the entire crew. Make noise so everybody knows you guys are here.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. There's a we're gonna have people on and off throughout the afternoon, right up till 5 o'clock. And as I said before, it's not just about the on air talent that's been behind the microphone here at the radio station, but man, we've had so many great relationships with bands over the years as well. And I believe we have Brent from Shinedown on the phone. Hold on a second here. Let's see.
Hold on. Hey, Mike, it's Brent.
Brent, how the hell are you?
I'm good, man. What's going on in lovely Connecticut?
Connecticut's good. Good. Radio is changing. And the station that you know and love is not going to be in existence as of 5 o'clock this afternoon. Imagine that.
You know what? It's something that I would never in a million years would have ever thought would have happened to such a fantastic group of people and an amazing station and that part of the country, which is one of the sole reasons why the band that I'm in, which is Shinedown, has a career in the first place. I don't have any ways in my soul to be sad about it, because really, in all truthfulness, I'm really angry about it. You're right, you know, radio is changing, but for a station with that kind of heritage that you brought to the forefront, you know, 28 years plus being in the business and being at that station, I know solely for you, but for the station itself to be let go like this, I just feel is completely unjust, and it's definitely not very rock and roll at all.
It's true.
Yeah, because I wish I had, you know, a lot of, I'm always known for being this very, very positive individual, and, you know, you have to rise up and go forth. But in this situation, there's nothing really positive about this. You know, I'm not going to try and act as if, you know, hey, you know, the sun will come out tomorrow type of Annie, you know, Smoltz kind of thing. Cause it, you know, it's not something that, that I ever would have expected. And I really feel bad for the area. I know that the fans are really upset about the fact that this is happening to the station. And, you know, I want to let you know that I will always, you know, carry a flag for not only you, Mike, but, you know, for everybody in the area and for that radio station. I'll always remember, you know, CCC being a huge part of, you know, Shinedown's journey, you know, to where we started from, to where we've been, to where we're going. Even if the station's not going to be around, I will always, you know, carry the station and yourself, you know, very close to me, and the band will as well. But I have to say, I do wish the best for everybody involved in the station. Knowing everybody from that area, especially you, sir, I do know that you will rise up and you will go forward, and, you know, because you're very, very strong-willed. But as far as the situation that you've been put in, you know, I just feel like it's very unjust, man.
Well, thank you, man. You've humbled me with your words. And, you know, it means an awful lot. And I think back, it was like, what, 2003 or so when you first came to Hartford?
Yeah, I mean, I was just talking to to my girlfriend this morning about, because I found the news out this morning, you know, and I was telling her, I said, the whole reason this, you know, the band that I'm in, you know, the top three stations that I can remember, you know, back in my, and as far as the career of the band, like when we started back in 2003, when we were on the road, I remember doing that Unplugged at your station.
Yep.
And, you know, I think we went to, what was it we did? We did you were doing those live. I know that Zach Wilde was in there like the week before we were, and he had done one. And then we were coming in for the very first time. We were a brand new band. And I still think that, you know, Fly From The Inside, that version that we did at that acoustic gathering, you know, you all played that, you know, so many times. And I remember just being there in Connecticut for the first time, and the way that you treated us, being a brand new band, it was just overwhelming, the amount of, you know, how you just kind of welcomed us with open arms. And it's been that way for the last decade, you know, especially in that area. So when I was talking to my girl this morning, I was like, I'm in absolute shock that this station isn't going to be around anymore.
It's funny because I remember that session when you guys came in and, you know, we were talking to Leah over at the Atlantic and setting it up with her, and she's like, we got this new band, you know, and you know, they're going to be really important to us. And I'm like, okay, but you know, at that point, nobody really knew who Shinedown was. So we didn't even have, normally we'd have an audience there, and I'm like, they're brand new. So we didn't even give away passes to it like we normally would. And I remember sitting there, it was just me and you guys, and you start playing, and I'm like, oh my God. Why didn't we have an audience here? Your performance was...
I remember that day. I remember that session. It was probably a good thing that there wasn't an audience. Because a lot of times, you know, the radio stations in the very, very beginning, you know, they would kind of like bring people in like, yeah, just go in there and act like you know who they are.
Right.
You know, type of thing. And you guys didn't do that, which I thought was really cool. Looking back in hindsight, it actually probably helped calm my nerves, because I do remember that session. I think we were pretty on that day.
Oh, dead on. You know, I love music and I love discovering new bands. And that was the first time I heard you guys play live, obviously. And I was just blown away, man. Your voice just went right through me. You've impressed me ever since, and I've told you many times, man. I told you when I was up at the Aaron Lewis show not that long ago that with every single new album and project and everything that you do, you elevate your game. You know, I didn't know exactly what you were going to do when I first met you in 2003. It was just going to grow and get better and better, and it certainly has, and you've exceeded even my expectations, man. What you've done with that band, spectacular.
Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate that, sir.
You've been a huge part of this radio station. Your band has kind of carried the flag for rock for a number of years. You've been the band that we look to take it to the next decade, the next generation, and all that stuff. I just thank you for all you've done for us. It's been a great partnership. It's been a great friendship. You know, that you did the Easter show. You did an acoustic performance. And I remember, I think you thought that it was just going to be a few people or whatever. And you show up and you saw all the people lined up at Upper on the Rocks in downtown Hartford, and you came in and you're like, Mike, I didn't realize this many people were going to be here. We're going to do a whole set. We're going to throw a Simple Man in there and all kinds of stuff. This is going to be great. And you got excited when you saw everybody there, and you wanted to make sure that it just went perfectly, and it did. It was awesome.
Well, thank you. No, I mean, I have just the most amazing memories from that part of the country. You know, and for me personally, I mean, the band, we owe you such a debt of gratitude, you know, especially you, sir, you know, because looking at what's going on with WCCC and hearing this news today, it actually makes everything in my world even more clearer as to how much of importance it is that not only people in the United States, but around the world know that rock and roll is not something that is a dying art form by any means whatsoever. It just has to be real and truthful, and it has to come from your heart, and it has to be, it has to invigorate you on every single level. And we wouldn't have had the opportunity to be where we are now recording our fifth album had it not been for the fans in Connecticut, had it not been for the amazing city of Hartford, had it not been for CCC, had it not been for you, Mike, you know. So this is very bittersweet for me. It actually gets me kind of emotional on a lot of levels, because I really feel like you know, this situation is happening to not only you, but to the fans. I really feel like there's got to be a way, and even if it's not today or tomorrow or even next year, there will be a rise. If you know, and I know I've already used that, you know, but it's really, I think that there will be a rising up, if you will, of the public, and I feel like there'll be, you know, rock and roll is by no means whatsoever going to leave that area, and I think for you, you're going to go on to, and don't take this the wrong way. I'm not, you know, by any means whatsoever trying to take away everything that, you know, has been accomplished for yourself, you know, at CCC, but you're going to move on, sir, to, you know, to bigger and to better things. But, you know, I take this really personally, man, especially for the area, and I promised everybody in the area, even though the station's going off the air, but, you know, our friendship still lasts, sir, and I know I'm going to be seeing you in the future, you know, a lot.
Yeah, please keep coming back, man. Keep doing shows in Connecticut. The fans love you, and there's a ton of them here. Brent loves Connecticut so much that at the Aaron Lewis show in Massachusetts, he said...
Oh, don't tell him that!
He said, thank you, Connecticut! I loved it.
I was like, oh, dang it. And then, because I was hanging out with you.
Yeah.
So.
I told my son, I said... He must have been thinking of us.
I totally was. And then I had to run back and be like, God bless Massachusetts. And I was like, I could not have been more red in the face than, you know, that evening. Like, because we had flown in and everything else. And I was, dude, my brain, I was completely, like, whacked before, you know, as far as, like, I was so tired. I was putting it on like I wasn't, but I was so exhausted. And then, because of the turnaround, because I was coming from the West Coast and everything else. But, yeah, man, you know, you were in my heart when I walked on stage, even in Massachusetts.
You know, we love our friends in Massachusetts. We may call them massholes every once in a while, but we love them up there. And Connecticut and Massachusetts, we're one in the same, Brent, so it's all good.
Well, I thank you for that. I did have to run. I was lucky that it was Aaron and his crew, and they let me have the mic back one more time to be like, whoops, my bad.
Well, people are awaiting your return. There's no doubt about it. And I think no matter how long it takes, it will be well worth the wait. It always has been, always will be. Like I said, the friendship has been great over the years, the partnership with the station and the band, but most importantly, the friendship. And I appreciate that. And I wish you all the best. And as you said, you know, you'll be seeing me around. I'm not going away.
Absolutely. And do me a favor, like everybody that's listening to this right now, like understand it from me. Like, don't hang your head, man. On anything. You have nothing at all to feel like this was your fault or it's the fans' fault, like why the station, you know, is going off the air. It's something that happened. It was out of your control. It was out of the fans' control. You know, take this and use it to make yourself stronger, though. That's what I will say. Does it absolutely, completely suck? Yes, it totally does.
Yeah.
But you, because I'm not going to sugarcoat that, man. It makes me really, really upset, not only for you, but for the area. But you got to take the initiative. Don't hang your head. You just got to rebuild it in a lot of ways, man. But, you know, nothing but love and respect for the area, for you. And, you know, we're always on your side, man, 100%. So we look forward to being back in the area. Mike, I look forward to seeing you in the future, my friend. And I wish everybody the best. And, on 100% level, long live rock and roll, man.
Yeah, well said, well said. Thank you for the music. Thank you for the friendship. And I'm glad you were a part of this today. So, love you, man.
Love you too, Mike. My pleasure. And I love all the fans. And I'm not just saying that. This band really, really means it. Thank you so much for everything that you've done for us from the beginning to where we are now to where we're going to in the future and to where we're going to see each other in the future. And much love to everybody there. And I mean it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We adore you. We love you. And much luck in the future. And, you know, we'll miss you, man. And we'll miss the station. But we're going to keep coming back to Connecticut. And, Mike, I know I'm going to see you soon, man.
Absolutely. All right, man. Thank you for calling. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.